Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, on last Sunday, I gave the third message in the series of sermons titled Overcoming Obstacles on Your Way to a New Territory. On last Sunday, I shared with you that while leaving Egypt on their way to new territory, the Israelites faced the obstacle of Pharaoh and his Egyptian army and the obstacle of the Red Sea. Because they faced and overcame these obstacles through the supernatural power of God, you would have thought that the children of Israel would have learned the lesson that they could overcome any obstacle if they would just put their faith and trust in their God. God had already proven to them that He is an obstacle overcoming God. But when we got to Exodus chapter 15, verse 22, the Bible told us that Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. Now remember, Shur was a vast, rugged wilderness region. And the Bible told us that Moses and the Israelites traveled in this wilderness for 3 days and did not find any water. Now, I told us that we should remember the fact that there were over 1 million people who followed Moses out of Egypt. Not only were there 1 million people, but remember, they also carried livestock with them. And I told you that Moses did not have tractor trailers filled with drinking water that followed them out of Egypt. All they were able to carry out of Egypt were skins filled with water. And for 3 days, they traveled in the wilderness and they did not find any water for them to drink or water to refill their water skins. And we emphasize the fact that it was God who was leading Moses and the Israelites. He led them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. For 3 days, God led them in the desert and did not let them find any water. Why would God know that his people were thirsty and not immediately give them what they needed? Wow. This led to our first sermonic point for last Sunday. And that point was, sometimes God will allow another obstacle to show up in our lives to see if we have learned the lesson from the last obstacle that we faced. Sometimes God will allow obstacles to show up in our lives to see if we will trust him and put our faith in him. For 3 days, the Israelites traveled in the desert without finding water. So the Bible told us that after finding no water in the desert or wilderness of Shur, that the Israelites then came to a place named Marah. As they approached Marah, the Israelites had an expectation to find water there and have their need of water met. They had the expectation of being able to drink all the water they wanted. The Bible told us that they indeed found water at Marah, but the water was bitter. I told you they found foul water. The water looked good, but it didn't taste good. And then I asked 2 questions. Was there anyone watching and listening who had ever had an expectation to find something good, just to discover that what you found was bad? And then I asked, have you ever had an expectation that did not pan out the way that you expected it to be? The Israelites found water. They thought that they had found what they desperately needed, only to find out that they could not drink the water that they found. In other words, another obstacle has manifested itself. And what did the Israelites do? You remember, don't you? They complained and blamed Moses for their predicament. They do what they did when they faced the obstacle of the Red Sea. They reverted back to their old behavior. And this truth brought us to our second sermonic point. And the point was this: sometimes God uses our occasions of complaining to test and teach us that we need to trust in him. When we complain about the obstacles we face. God knows that we are not trusting him to be a way maker in our lives. He knows that we are doubting his authority and his power to overcome the obstacle that we face. The Bible then told us that Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. Moses threw the piece of wood into the water, and the Bible says that the water became fit to drink. I told you on last Sunday that the Bible gave no indication that Moses questioned God about why he wanted him to throw the piece of wood into the water. Moses did not ask any questions. He moved by faith and did what God told him to do. Without understanding why or how the piece of wood would help him and the Israelites overcome the obstacle of bitter water, Moses was willing to obey God and leave the results up to God. The Bible told us that Moses threw the piece of wood into the water, and the water became fit to drink. In other words, God turned the obstacle into an opportunity to bless his people. This truth led to our third and final point of the message. And that third and final point was to see your obstacles as places to witness the supernatural move of God in your life. And I closed the message by telling you that the Israelites came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees. This is where I want to pick up and continue the sermon number 4 and final sermon of this series. When we get to Exodus chapter 16, the Bible tells us that the whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. Now notice closely with me the words of our scriptural text. The Israelites entered the desert of Sin on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. Now, remember, my brothers and sisters, that the Israelites left Egypt on the 15th traveling for some 30 days. Just think about it. Think about what they witnessed God do in the last 30 days of their lives. Look at the obstacles that God helped them to overcome in the last 30 days. God helped them to overcome the obstacle of Pharaoh and his Egyptian army. God helped them to overcome the obstacle of the Red Sea. God helped them to overcome the obstacle of finding no clean drinking water in the desert of Shur and the desert of Mara. In 30 days, God performed for the Israelites 3 supernatural miracles. Over the last 30 days of the Israelites' life, God has shown them that he certainly has their back. And think about it, my brother and sister. What has God done for you over the last 30 days? Listen to me good. I don't know about you, but when I look back over the last 30 days of my life, and when I think things over, I can truly say that God has blessed me. And if nobody has a testimony, I know I do. God has supernaturally moved on my behalf. What has he done, Pastor? I'm glad you asked me. Let me testify a minute. He has protected me from my enemies. He has opened up doors for me and made ways out of no way. And guess what else he's done? He has provided refreshment in my life. The Bible says that in 30 days, God demonstrated his power and his authority for the Israelites to literally see. There should have been no cause, no obstacle that the Israelites faced that should have shaken their faith and trust in God. But, Lord have mercy. But the Bible says that after the whole Israelite community entered into the wilderness of Sin, that they faced another obstacle. The Bible says that they faced the obstacle of low or no food. For 30 days, they have been traveling. Remember, over 1 million people, along with their livestock and their food supplies that they carried with them out of Egypt was depleted. In the wilderness of Shur, in the wilderness of Elam, and in the wilderness of Sin, let me remind you, New Providence and friends, that there were no fast food restaurants that the children of Israel could walk into and get a happy meal. They did not have a Kentucky Fried Chicken or Zaxby's or Burger King or Wendy's that they could go into. They could not go to D&S and sit down and eat or get a plate to go. They were in the wilderness. And the wilderness was a place of low to no provision. The Bible says that when the whole Israelite community was faced with the fact that their food source was depleting, that they grumbled against Moses and Aaron. My brothers and sisters, here they go again, reverting back to past bad behavior. How quickly they forgot how the Lord used Moses to help them overcome the obstacles that they had faced over the last 30 days. The Israelites, my brothers and sisters, suffered from a bad case of memory loss. And before we think too hard about the Israelites' failures, we too must admit that we have had times in our lives when we temporarily suffered from memory loss. We too had moments when we forgot what the Lord had done for us. And come on, let's be honest. For some of us, it did not take 30 days to forget. It only took a few moments. Check out what the whole Israelite community said to Moses and Aaron. Listen real good what they said. They had the nerve to say, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you, Moses and Aaron, have brought us into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Now, wait a minute. Aren't these the same people who were in bondage in Egypt? Aren't these the same people who cried out to God for deliverance out of Egypt? Aren't these the same people who have over the last 30 days, seeing God literally work wonders for them? What in the world is going on in the Israelite camp? Did you hear the words spoken out of their own mouths? Listen, the Israelites in essence say that they would have been better off dying by one of the plagues that God brought upon the Egyptians, or that they would have been better off drowning in the Red Sea along with Pharaoh's army. My brothers and sisters, there are some watching and listening to me today who, just like the Israelites, speak death instead of life. Listen to me good. Just because you may be experiencing some difficult times in your life, that is no reason for you to say that you would be better off dead. Listen to me. You wouldn't be better off dead, because if you are dead, you wouldn't be able to witness the miraculous power of God to deliver you out of your difficulties. Instead of giving up on life, you ought to give in to the overcoming obstacle power of God. Trust Him to deliver you and bring you out of your situation. Well, lest I keep you too long, the Bible says that God tells Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you." In other words, Moses, I will again meet the need of my people. Even though I know, Moses, that they are not really grumbling against you, but they are really grumbling against me. But guess what, Moses? I will still bless them and help them to overcome this obstacle. And New Providence and friends, I am so glad that God is still willing to bless us with what we desperately need, even when we are ungrateful and unthankful to Him. I am so glad that God does not lose His temper with us when we grumble against Him. I'm so glad that He is such a loving God that oftentimes He looks beyond our faults and still blesses us according to our needs. God tells Moses, I am going to rain down bread from heaven for you. And there are many of us who are watching and listening today who can testify that we have seen God symbolically rain down bread from heaven for us. For there have been times when we were in lack and God sent somebody by our homes with a grocery bag filled with food. There were times when we did not know where our next meal would come from. And God would touch somebody's heart to invite us out to get something to eat. Some of us have seen our mothers and our grandmothers take little of nothing, and God bless them to provide something out of nothing for us to eat. I'm talking about bread from heaven. And the Bible says that God said to Moses, the people are to go out each day and gather enough bread for that day. This truth may have been behind the reason why when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, that Jesus told them to pray to the Father, give us this day our daily bread. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for each day that he provides for me. Thank God for the morsel of bread that he puts on my plate each and every day. God continues and tells Moses, in this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Listen to me good. The Israelites, after seeing God perform miracles for them over the last 30 days, did not learn the lessons from the previous test. So God allowed another obstacle to show up in their lives in order to see if they are now willing to obey him and totally put their trust in him. And my brothers and sisters, as I already told you, sometimes God will continue to send tests our way in order for us to learn one of life's important lessons. He tests us to make sure that our faith is firmly rooted and grounded in him. Some of us are still not following the directions that God has given us, even though we may know what thus saith the Lord. We still are leaning to our own understanding, not acknowledging God in all our ways. And because of this, God cannot direct our paths. God, when we're hard-headed, God, when we're stubborn, will still allow obstacles to show up in our lives in order to get our attention. But I close this sermon by telling somebody who is watching and listening today to remember how good God has been to you. Don't forget what he has done for you. Don't forget the obstacles that he has allowed you to overcome. Don't forget about the needs that he has supplied. Instead of complaining about what you don't have, you ought to thank God, give him glory for what he has provided in your life. I don't know about you, but I made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises, I said, his praises shall be upon my mouth. Come, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, for he's worthy. I said he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Listen, as you and I get ready to move into a new territory, let us trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways. And he will direct our path. Let's stop grumbling. But let's give God the glory for the things that he has done, that he is doing, and the things that he will do for us. Overcoming obstacles on our way to a new territory.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.